It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As drivers face rising premiums, we examine the causes of vehicle insurance rate increases in Wisconsin and nationwide. The cost of auto insurance is outpacing inflation, according to the Insurance Information Institute, and analysts forecast little relief this year. Join the conversation. Call in with a question. Share your views at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Tyler Leberty is an associate professor of risk and insurance at the Wisconsin School of Business at UW-Madison. Tyler, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hello, thank you for having me.
So this MarketWatch analysis indicating the average full coverage premium in Wisconsin rose almost 40% from 2022 to 2023. Why are car insurance rates rising at such a clip?
Well, there's multiple factors behind it, so we can't just point to one cause. Inflation does have something to do with it. Well, you know, inflation has somewhat cooled over the last year. Insurance companies can only price every 6 months to a year, and so inflation somewhat has a delayed reaction on insurers. Mm-hmm. Severe weather, but I think probably the primary causes have been the cost of car repairs and replacements.
Cost of car repairs and replacements, is that means that as the cost of cars go up, that it becomes pricier to fix or to total?
Yes. So obviously inflation has an impact on this as well. But the cars themselves have had a lot more technology in them. A lot of electric vehicles create some pricing issues for insurers. And as a result, it's just costlier to repair, find replacement parts. And there were low inventories, especially during COVID period. And so that led to increasing costs for insurers.
Have insurers figured out how to price the EV market with premiums, or is this kind of new ground still?
Yeah, so it is new ground. They don't have as much data on it. That's insurance companies like to have a lot of information and data, and just given the somewhat newness of electric vehicles, they don't have as much. But the insurers are getting somewhat, more comfortable pricing electric vehicles. It is more expensive to insure electric vehicle. In fact, Teslas continue to be the most expensive car models on the market to insure. Because they sort of have higher upfront and repair costs than other vehicles.
So when you look state by state, there's a bank rate report showing Florida as the most expensive state to buy full coverage auto insurance at almost $4,000 a year. How does Wisconsin's insurance rates for cars compare to other states?
Well, while it might not feel like it, Wisconsin's actually one of the cheaper states. It's probably ranked the ninth lowest average auto insurance premium among the 50 states. And so the average cost of full coverage is projected to be in 2024 about $1,500, which is lower than the national average, about $2,000.
I felt that when I moved from Louisiana some years ago. There was a big difference in a positive way.
Yeah, so Louisiana is right behind Florida as being the next highest. Yeah.
But, I guess, how does your state or how does your zip code even affect what you pay?
Yeah, so there's that's a big rating factor of where you live, mainly because it's where you drive. And so density of population, risk factors like auto thefts and likelihood of getting into an auto accident, it's going to be driven by location. And so zip code is a big factor determining the price.
Basically, like more claims in your area, even though you don't have a claim, that could actually affect that policy and what you pay.
Yes, if it's related to the actual location, in the sense if there's a lot of car thefts or car break-ins in a certain zip code, even though your car hasn't been impacted, the probability of your car being affected by this in the future is going to increase, and therefore insurance companies have to factor it into their prices.
We're looking at the factors about the recent rise in auto insurance premiums. Tyler Leberty with us, associate professor of risk and insurance at UW-Madison. You can call in with your questions. You can share your concerns at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Tyler, the head of the Insurance Information Institute, told NPR that riskier driving behavior is contributing to rising auto insurance rates. Are motorists driving more dangerous today than in previous years?
So I think the biggest cause of that is that cell phone usage while driving is becoming the primary cause of sort of this distracted driving increase. And so that's leading to a rise in accidents, injuries, and fatalities. And I think that's what the III, the Insurance Information Institute report is trying to profile when they talk about the increase in risky driving.
And meanwhile, last year, the Milwaukee Police Department noted a significant spike in reckless driving citations being issued. Does reckless driving affect auto insurance rates on a city-by-city basis?
Absolutely, yes. So that has been an increase, especially increase during the pandemic, because there were less cars on the road. And so this led to people feeling comfortable speeding and driving at higher rates of speed. And that led to, you know, higher severity accidents.
What is the effect of like a citation, or what is the effect of a speeding ticket on your rate and what the insurer is going to offer you in the premium?
Well, so the simple lineup is that it's going to increase your premium. So drivers with a traffic violation are going to see an average car insurance rate about 50% in 2024. And if you get into an accident, probably even higher than that.
50% higher for I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, yeah, 50% on average across the United States.
Across the United States, okay. What if, like, you're in an accident, it's not your fault? Could that affect your rate?
So the short answer is, unfortunately, yes, it could affect your rate because it speaks to where you're driving, and even though it's, you know, completely not your fault, you got into an accident, and it makes it more likely that you'll get into future accidents.
Could Wisconsin's insurance commissioner step in at any point to reduce costs to drivers? Is this something that the insurance office would be watching?
So first, I think they would be watching this, absolutely, especially as we've seen 2 years of price increases, substantial price increases in auto insurance. 12% in 2024 is projected. And then last year, they increased on average about 11% across the country. Now, speaking to whether the insurance regulator can do something about that, I think that's tricky. When the regulator sort of intervenes, what they're going to do is sort of put a cap on prices. And that's problematic because it creates an availability problem, which will likely just increase prices in the future. And so a lot of research suggests that they probably shouldn't do that. Markets are more efficient when regulators don't intervene on pricing.
Let's bring in a call. Denny in Wapaka is here. Denny, hi.
Thanks for taking my call. My question to the guest is, I am a businessman. I own two businesses. But right now, most of the data I'm reading in The Economist, Wall Street Journal, and others are that the major price increases in our country, including inflation, are about half driven by flat gouging. And I am a businessman. My cost of products have gone up that I purchased to resell have gone up 45% in the last 24 months. How much of the insurance increase is just profit taking?
Thanks, Denny. Oh. Yeah, Tyler.
So there's two elements to that. First off, the insurance industry, especially with respect to auto insurance, have been paying out on average about $1.10 for every $1 they collect in premium. So insurance companies over the last 2 years have been losing money. So insurance companies are not gouging. However, they do need parts and repair costs to pay their claims. The extent that there are price increases or price gouging in that domain, it does impact the auto insurance premium.
Tyler Leverty is an associate professor of risk and insurance at the Wisconsin School of Business at UW-Madison. As we discuss increases in the cost of car insurance, call in with a question. You can add your thoughts at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. As car insurance policies continue to climb nationwide, we learn about why premiums are becoming more expensive, and we get the view from Wisconsin. Call in with a question. You can share your concerns at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Tyler Leverty is an associate professor of risk and insurance at the Wisconsin School of Business at UW-Madison. Let's bring in a call, Laura in Duluth, Minnesota. Hi, Laura.
Hi. I have a question regarding my partner and I. We're in a relationship, right? But he has his own house. I have my own house, own insurances. We both have our own car insurances. But my insurance company stated that he needed to be on my plan because he drives my car maybe once a month, if that. Is that true? Because if he's already covered under one insurance, why does he have to be on mine?
Laura, thank you. Tyler, what do you make of that scenario?
Yeah, that's interesting. I think I agree with the caller. I don't think it's necessary that you keep separate residents, separate cars. The other driver does not need to be on your insurance. So I'm sort of puzzled why the insurance company would request that. It would change if obviously if you were married, but given that you're not and you have separate residents, separate cars, auto insurance follows the owner of the car. And so they own separate cars. I think it's fine.
Laura, thank you for that call. Robert now in Stevens Point. Robert, hi.
Yes, good morning. Say, I'd like to ask your guest, why will rates vary from one provider to another? What are some of those reasons?
Okay. So the reason why insurance companies have various rates is they have different target markets, different underwriting standards, different expenses. And as a result, you know, one insurer may be focused on sort of a more of a high risk driver because they have sufficient number of insureds that fit that demographic. And so that allows them to feel comfortable in pricing and pooling those risks. Whereas another insurer prefers to ensure low-risk drivers that have, you know, a clean driving record. And so it just depends on their target market and the statistics behind risk pooling that allows them to do what they do, which is effectively take risks from many, many, many different people. And because they collect it from a large group of people, they can predict losses within a pretty narrow range and essentially eliminate the risk.
So really, these algorithms driving the policy and what is put forth by the insurer.
Yes. And I think that sort of that question brings up a relevant thing that a person can do to try to lower their insurance costs, and that is shop around, right? So if people find that their insurance rates have gone up significantly, one key way to save some money is to shop around because roughly about 70% of auto insurance owners, when they shopped around to find a better deal, they found it. And so that's a great way to try to reduce your auto insurance costs.
We see auto insurers like State Farm and Progressive and Allstate promising discounts if they can monitor your driving habits. Are programs like those worthwhile?
It depends on the person. So if somebody's willing to have a telematics device in their vehicle, and if they feel that they're a great driver, then that's a great program to have because there are significant discounts. And there's also a lot of evidence suggesting that when people use those, it can change their behavior and make them better drivers because they learn some of their weaknesses. And so if somebody's willing to have that in their vehicle, they are going to get a price discount. On the flip side, if you're a terrible driver and you know it, you maybe not want to install one of these drivers because the insurance company is going to quickly learn about that.
Let's bring in Margaret in Madison now. Margaret, hi.
Good morning. My question for your guest is, does the cost of reinsurance affect the premium that folks are paying? For insurers that write multiple lines, we know that there are areas in the country where they're spending a lot of money on homeowners. Their reinsurance rates are going up. I'm wondering if that's affecting our cost of auto premium.
Well, that's an excellent question. You have a lot of insurance industry knowledge. Absolutely, the cost of reinsurance is going to find its way into the premium, your auto insurance premium, because most auto insurers are going to purchase reinsurance to protect them against their unforeseen losses. And so if that cost increases, that's going to lead to an increase for the policyholder. Now, you alluded to the fact that there's maybe some reinsurance price increases in, say, property lines, wildfire, like California, for example, or hurricanes in Florida. That probably won't find itself to large extent into auto insurance premiums,
okay. But
it would affect homeowners.
Margaret, thank you for that question. As we talk about the rise in auto insurance premiums, and we hear about it through Tyler Leverty, Associate Professor of Risk and Insurance at UW-Madison. Call in with questions. You can share comments at 800-642-1234. Examining natural disasters, the Minnesota Commissioner of Commerce says natural disasters are driving up insurance costs. How affected or exposed is Wisconsin compared to states that face more natural disasters like hurricanes or tornadoes?
Well, so convective storms, particularly like tornadoes and hailstorms, have a big impact on auto physical damage. Since these sort of events happen suddenly and affect hundreds or if not thousands of cars in one area, and so that cost of sort of the repair for body damage could be quite sizable. And so these types of events do indeed happen in Wisconsin and the Midwest, and those are probably the biggest cause of auto insurance losses. Obviously, there's hurricanes and floods that do not happen as much, the floods at least in the Wisconsin area, but hailstorms and tornadoes do indeed.
So with flooded cars though, how does your policy generally approach floods when a car is submerged?
Yeah, so first, floods are covered in auto insurance.
Okay.
And different than for homeowners. Homeowners insurance companies do not cover floods. That's covered under the National Flood Insurance Program. But for automobiles and auto physical damage, because of a flood, it will be covered by your auto insurer.
Are insurance companies changing how they assess whether a vehicle should be totaled from an accident?
Well, so if the cost of repair and replacement increases, and that goes that rises above the level which the total value of the car is, then that's going to be the influence. So the extent there, I don't think they're changing how they're doing this, but the repair and replacement costs, if those increase, it's going to increase the number of instances where they find that there's a total loss.
How can drivers know if their auto insurance coverage is adequate for the price they're paying?
So in the United States, we have a very low level of required insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just comparing that to other rich countries like Great Britain or Germany. In the United States, we have sort of what I refer to like a Spartan car insurance. It sort of stands out in the rich world. We have legal minimum bodily injury coverage that obviously varies state by state, but nowhere does that minimum actually pass $100,000 per accident. Whereas in Germany, drivers are required to have over $8.2 million in coverage.
Wow.
In Britain, it's limited. And so to answer your question is I think if you're buying minimum limits, that's probably not going to be sufficient to cover the costs of accidents today. So it depends critically on sort of, you know, your comfort level of how much risk you're willing to bear outside of your insurance.
Well, Tyler, appreciate it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Tyler Leverty is an associate professor of risk and insurance at the Wisconsin School of Business at UW-Madison. Staying in this orbit, we're going to shift our attention to home insurance and what is going on in that marketplace. You can call in with a question. You can share your comments as we talk with a spokesperson for the Insurance Information Institute. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We discuss the rising cost of home insurance and what to expect in Wisconsin. California-based Farmers Insurance showed the biggest jump in home insurance premiums for 2023, that analysis by S&P Global Market Intelligence. Call in with a question. You can share your thoughts at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Scott Holman is a spokesperson for the Insurance Information Institute. Scott, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. So this Policy Genius analysis shows Wisconsin homeowners insurance premiums grew 15% from May 2022 to May of last year. What is causing this increase?
Well, first, I want to say Wisconsin tends to be among the lower priced states for home and auto insurance. So, but we are seeing this trend of both rates rising nationwide. And, you know, we've seen homeowners insurance premium rates rise significantly since the pandemic. And a lot of that can be attributed to supply chain issues and labor shortages. That's driving up the cost of home repairs and replacement. But there are some other long-term trends that also affect rates. And it's important for both consumers and policymakers to understand why this is happening and why it's probably going to continue. There are three key drivers for rate increases right now. We're seeing a rising number of catastrophic losses due to extreme weather events. We are also seeing people move into disaster-prone areas. More people are moving into harm's way. And then, again, we are seeing those increasing home repair and rebuilding costs.
So, stepping back here, why does Wisconsin trend lower in the cost of homeowners insurance and car insurance in Wisconsin? As you list those factors, why is Wisconsin trending lower?
Well, that could have to do with a variety of factors, including the claims experiences in that state, the number of people, the number of insurance companies doing business, all the way to how your insurance regulators are protecting the market in Wisconsin. There are a variety of factors that that help determine where rates are going.
Your institute reports suggest homeowners insurance was unprofitable in 4 out of 5 years from 2017 to 2021. How much were these unprofitable? What is that factor like?
Well, there's something in insurance that determines how profitability is measured. You know, any business needs to make a reasonable profit. And insurers' underwriting profitability is measured by what's called the combined ratio. And that's a calculation that divides losses and expenses by earned premium. So a combined ratio under 100% indicates a profit for the company. A ratio above 100 indicates a loss. And in four of the last 5 years, it's been unprofitable. So think of it as if every dollar being paid to an insurance company is going out, that sets the combined ratio at 100. If more dollars are going out than coming in, that's going to be above 100, and that's where we're going to see those losses for companies. And insurance companies don't just rely on premiums. They take money that they have in reserves and they invest that, but they are required by law and their regulators to keep certain reserves on hand. And so they can't keep spending that down. And, they need to keep the money that has been invested with them by policyholders, that in case there is an emergency, that money's there to pay out those claims and award that promise to pay.
But that must become very tricky, that reserve, that cushion, when you have populations moving into disaster-prone areas. What are those dynamics?
Well, you're right. And in the past year, we've seen losses for insurance companies pile up because of storms, natural disasters, inflation. So many companies are in the red. But it's not just places like that we hear of in the news a lot, like Florida, where there are hurricanes, and California, where there are wildfires. Last year, we saw states like Arkansas and Mississippi get hit by major tornadoes in the first half of the year. The result is from this activity is since the start of last year, regulators have approved double-digit rate increases in at least 31 states, according to analysis by S&P Global. Some of the states have had really big ones. Arizona, Texas, North Carolina, Oregon, Illinois, and Utah had some of the biggest approved increases, ranging from 20 to 30%. And we're seeing some companies halting sales of new policies. Insurance is a very competitive industry, but with some of the trends that are out there, insurance companies are going to have to take a look at how they're doing business and what they're selling. I know we're concentrating on homeowners here, but you saw in Wisconsin, I think it started in Wisconsin, the Kia Hyundai auto trend. When you see events that are really having an impact on the market, there's going to be a reaction to that.
Scott Holman, a spokesperson for the New York City-based Insurance Information Institute, as we discuss homeowners insurance. And you can join in questions and comments, 800-642-1234. Eugene in Viola is here. Eugene, hi.
Good morning. I've got about a 10-room Victoria, and I've had it for a little better than 50 years. When it was built, it was wired for a 32-volt light plant. It still got knob and tube wiring and 60-amp service. And I had insurance at one time, but I can't find it now. I've never had any troubles with the wiring because I never overload the circuits very much. I can't find insurance
So you
for it.
can't find
I'll replant it.
insurance for this old Victorian home that has, knob and tube wiring. Scott, have you heard issues like this before?
Well, I'm not sure how much shopping around you've done. You might want to consult an insurance broker who works on behalf of a consumer. It's brokers and agents are a little bit different. Agents sell directly and they work on behalf of companies. Brokers work on behalf of the consumers and they shop around and try to find the kind of coverage you need. Have you tried the surplus lines market, or those are usually very specific kind of high risk situations?
Surplus lines market, what do you mean by that?
Surplus lines are if you're not getting if you can't get what you need in home and automobile companies, there are companies that specialize in what's called surplus lines, and so there are other kind of specialized insurance. But this caller, Eugene, might want to consult with an insurance broker to do some shopping around for him, or see if he can reach out to someone who sells surplus line products who may be able to offer some assistance.
Eugene, thank you for that call. Nate from Milwaukee called in. Nate's curious how insurance companies pool homes to make sure the risk is appropriate for the location. For instance, Nate says, do rates in Wisconsin go up alongside homes in Florida?
Well, insurance is all about spreading the risk, but it is related to the market you're in. So it should follow what the trends are where you live and in your market. So you shouldn't have to worry about subsidizing in Florida. And Florida is a completely different situation. They have if any of their insurance companies get in trouble, they have what's called it's a high risk pool that is like the insurer of last resort that people can get insurance from. But if that runs out of money, if there's a disaster and they run out of money, any person who has insurance, whether it's home or auto, get a special tax to help cover that. So but that's a different situation than I don't know of any other state where that happens, but that's a situation in Florida. But spreading the risk in your state and your insurance regulator at the Wisconsin Insurance Department, they are watching this, and if you're concerned about that, that is a great resource for you to ask questions or find out how they're regulating your local market.
Would an insurance company like refuse to renew a policy because or give you a policy because of a home's condition or its age?
Well, they certainly could. Mitigation is a crucial factor, and it's becoming more and more important to protecting our property. Containing or reducing premium rates, that requires gaining control over claims. And so preemptive measures to protect your property is very important. Fortunately, right now, the insurtech space is providing a lot of solutions that can help. You can take steps to reduce weather-related damage by installing smart home technology that detects certain vulnerabilities like plumbing leaks before they result in a claim. And when you do some of this mitigation, whether it's getting a grade A roof if you're in a hurricane area, or if you're taking care of vegetation around your home if you're in a wildfire-prone area, these mitigation steps, make sure that you're reporting those to your insurance professional and ask what discounts you may qualify for. But make sure that they know that you're doing this, because that could impact the amount of rates that you have. But we're of the belief that we all need to be risk managers in today's world. There's a responsibility for everyone, whether it's communities, consumers, policymakers, and the insurance industry, to help improve how and where we're living. The simple fact is, more and more people are living in harm's way, and it's really essential for us to shift from detecting and repairing loss events to predicting and preventing damage and loss before it occurs. And so that's why it's important for us to look for some of those solutions to help, through tech devices, and but also policymakers to maybe make some decisions about where we're building and where people are deciding to live.
Scott Holman is with the Insurance Information Institute as we discuss home insurance policies and the view in Wisconsin. You can call in with a question, share your insights at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We discuss the factors in home insurance policy rates rising by double digits in 2023 and strategies for how to shop for a policy here in Wisconsin. Call in with a question. You can share your comments along the way. The number is 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Scott Holman is with the Insurance Information Institute. So, Scott, the Institute says labor and material costs are factors affecting homeowners' insurance premiums. What materials are becoming more expensive in recent years?
Well, if you make a trip to the hardware store, almost everything you purchase there, you're going to see, whether it's wood or roofing materials. So just about everything has gone up since the pandemic.
everything is going up, and that means that those costs go right into, you know, to those policies. And the Institute expecting premium rates will need to increase in the years ahead. How long should homeowners expect rates to go up?
Well, until we can get a reversal on some of these trends, I think that we should expect to see some increases. There is something that is important that I think that the consumer should talk about with their insurance professional. And that's, we recommend that every year you have a conversation with your insurance professional to talk about what's changed in your situation. Do you have kids that are no longer living at home? Have you made an improvement to your kitchen? Make sure you have those conversations so that you have that right amount of coverage. You don't want to have too much. You don't want to have too little. You don't want any surprises that if you have to file a claim that, you know, for some reason you're not getting what you expected. There are different kinds of coverage that you get when purchasing homeowner insurance. One, there's actual cash value, and that policy pays to replace the home or possessions minus a deductible for depreciation. So if building costs are high, that's probably not the kind of policy you want. It'll give you what your home at the time is worth minus depreciation. There's replacement cost coverage, which replaces without a deduction, but then there's also something called guaranteed or extended replacement costs, and that policy offers the highest level of protection. And a guaranteed replacement cost policy pays whatever it costs to rebuild the home as it was before, say, a fire or whatever disaster, even if it exceeds the policy limit.
And along those lines, as you explain replacement cost and actual cash value, there was a report from UW Extension showing median home sale prices jumped more than 150% from 2012 to 2023. How can Wisconsin homeowners find out if they're underinsured?
Well, you want to make sure that you trust the valuation that's placed on your home, and you want to make sure that if you're seeing those values change, you want to make sure that you're talking to your insurance professional to make sure that that person understands what the market is, and then and go over what you would need if something happens. You don't want any surprises, and that's why you want to make sure that if there are changes that you make or enhancements that you make, you want to report that. But you also want to ask, if you're doing some of these things, can that give me a bit of a discount? You know, one thing we should also point out for people is we recommend that everyone have what's called a home inventory. This is a document, and most companies that sell insurance have apps that are available for your smartphone. If you've got teenage kids who like to play with the phone, give it to them. Take video, take pictures, go from room to room, open drawers and doors, take an inventory of what you own. And for those high-priced items and electronics, if you can, save copies of receipts or click pictures of serial numbers. Keep this record and go room by room and keep that record and make sure that you store that in the cloud or someplace safe so that if you have a fire or something happens, if you have to file a claim, that's going to make that process so much easier, and it's going to give you a peace of mind. You may think you know what you own, but if you were suddenly to lose everything, close your eyes and go from room to room, can you remember everything that's there? Probably not. For women who have expensive purses and shoes, make sure that you're documenting items like that. You know, go really through everything that you have, and then talk about your coverage needs and your level of potential risk with your insurance professional to find out what you need. You know, one thing that a lot of people don't have is flood insurance. And, you know, when you're shopping for a home, a lot of times realtors will tell you, well, you're not in a floodplain, you don't need to worry about that. We like to say, if it rains where you live, you need to consider flood insurance. And that's sold through the National Flood Insurance Program. And more private insurers are starting to sell it. But, you know, if you have a basement and it floods as a result of rain, that's not covered by a standard homeowner's policy. So we're hopeful that more and more people will really understand the kind of risk they're exposed to. And especially as we're seeing climate change's impact, the kind of weather we're seeing.
Scott Holman is with the Insurance Information Institute as we discuss homeowners insurance. You can call in with questions and comments, 800-642-1234. Anne is here in Mequon. Anne, hi.
Hi, thank you so much. I have a question about replacement contents in a home. If you have a, let's say a fire and the house burns down, and you have $300,000 worth of coverage. I had a friend in Colorado whose house burned down in the mountains, and she had to replace her content basically with in-kind. So in other words, if you had 50 shirts, you had to replace them with 50 shirts. If you only replaced 40 of the shirts, you didn't get that money that you've been paying insurance, for. So she said, she felt like she didn't understand her policy and what that replacement contents is. So my question is, if you have, let's say, $200,000 in replacement contents, would you just be given a check if you had a total disaster, or would you have to document every purchase you made with the insurance company?
Anne, thank you for that, Scott.
Well, that's why it's really important to have some conversations before you buy a policy to make sure that you understand what's going to happen if you need to file a claim. As I mentioned just a few minutes ago, there are different kinds of policies that you can purchase. You will be having to show, what you've lost. And that's going to vary from what kind of documents you have to what, if it's a fire, there's going to be probably some reports with your fire department and things that are available, but go over with your insurance professional about what kind of replacement that your policy covers. I said earlier that insurance is a very competitive industry, and there are a lot of people competing for your business, and you probably can't watch a TV show or a football game without getting those messages.
Without seeing Dr. Rick from Progressive.
So
specifically,
but because it is so competitive, they're different. They write their policies differently. So that's why it's important to ask questions and to find out what you have, because you don't want to be surprised if you have a fire and lose something that it's not being settled in the manner of which you expected. We encourage people to shop around annually, to make sure that you're getting the good rate, but also talk to your friends and family who have insurance and find out what their experiences are. Talk to people who've had to file a claim and say, what did you learn? What did you not know? What would you recommend?
Gather that information. Scott, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Scott Holman is a spokesperson for the Insurance Information Institute. If you visit our program page, you can stream or download more programs from the morning show. If you miss part of our conversation, you can stream a recording later on at wpr.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network.